What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Kyle wasn't lying. This song sucks. What year was this song from? Who sings this?
Forget what year. I think it's Rebecca Black. I'm not sure exactly what year it came out. But the chorus is the inspiration for the Tri-Day thing.
Yeah.
2011.
You know what? It's a little catchy. Oh, that part's rough. No, it's terrible. There you go. Well, that's our Tri-Day today. Give us a bad song. It's going to be hard to beat that one. Going to be hard to beat. But give us a Tri-Day today.
For the problem with it is it can get stuck in your head.
Yeah, it does get, like, that's the thing. I've listened to it for about 20 seconds. I'm like, you know what? It might not be that bad.
Some of the worst songs can be
catchy.
Are
the ones that stick in your brain.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's a shame that all the great songs don't stick in your brain. It's only the bad ones.
I got a song that stuck in my brain that was pretty bad.
What do you got?
I can't.
Oh, all right.
About on here, cause it's...
All right, no problem. sorry to ask.
Okay.
Well, no, it's
thanks
it's
for sharing.
I don't know. But no, okay, I'll share. I'll just say it was the first song by Sexy Red when she came out. That was a terrible song.
Okay.
It was called Pound Town.
Oh, awesome.
There since y'all brought me there, I was trying to be vague
well,
about
like,
it.
Well, like, the problem is you bring up, so I have something to say, and then I can't say it.
I know.
Then everybody wants to hear
but I'm
more.
Trying to, I'm trying to pull it back. I was just trying to pull it back a little bit. But I was like, yeah, Pound Town was a terrible song.
I don't think you said anything that violated FCC regulations.
I don't know. It was just like, right. I just thought about what Ike was talking about. We going to Pound Town.
Yeah. Ike says that all the time. 215-592-9494.
Trying to be mature on a Friday.
If you want to get in.
Why?
No, we got to be immature on a Friday. Tri-Day today. Give us a bad song. Also, what we're talking about to start the show in regards to the Phillies, what do you want Dave Dombrowski to do? I think we're at the point where pretty much everybody, like, I don't think there's a strong core of people out there saying, you know what? Just give me a couple minor moves. Give me a couple tweaks here or there. I think most people want Dave Dombrowski to go make a big move to improve this team. The question is, do you really trust him? And that's where I can't get behind it. I don't trust him to do it. I don't trust him to make the big move. And I don't trust him to even recognize what the team's problems really are. And that's what concerns me, is when you read the Matt Gell piece in The Athletic yesterday, which was really good, shed a lot of light into where the Phillies could be going at the deadline. But when you hear things like, oh, well, they're pretty much solely focused on the bullpen. They think the lineup's good enough. That really concerns me, because the past couple of years, Dave Dombrowski, I think, has misjudged what the Phillies truly need. And the question is, do you trust them or not? I don't. Kyle and Hugh, you guys are on the side. You guys are, as you've been all week, very practical. You guys do trust Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, man, I think to a certain extent. Now, I think he's going to make the move that helps this team get to where they need to be. This pitching staff is strong. And there were some indications this week of this this lineup trying to move runners over and trying to play small ball. And the addition with Bryce Harper looked like he got his power back. So, yeah, I think that maybe adding another person might help, but it's not going to be the move. I don't think it's going to be anything that people are going to go, wow. It's not going to be a major name. It's probably going to be a minor move like it's been in the past. And hopefully that this is the move that actually works out for him.
And hopefully that's enough. I don't trust that he's going to be able to make that move. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Coming up in a few minutes, we will get to a little bit of football here. ESPN released their offseason grades for every team in the NFL.
It's the last week, TK.
Oh, man.
Training camp starts next week.
Are you getting that feel? I mean, Hugh, we talked about earlier in the week how just being a former football player, your body kind of is conditioned to this time of year being the time where you kind of get ramped up. But I'll tell you what, as a football fan, man, this was the first week where I really started to feel like, man, I really miss football. I really want it back.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. To me, it's more like, damn, summer's over.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like it started and summer's almost over already.
Dude, summer's overrated.
I mean, it's not over.
Well, it's almost over.
Like, we're in the dead middle of it.
It's closer to the start than the end.
Here's the thing. Here's
it is. It started June 21st.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. As a former football
much
player.
Much closer, actually.
As a former football player. For me, I would say if I play for, who was it, the Seattle, San Diego Chargers or whatever. Well, the L.A. Chargers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Going to camp next week. You're going to camp on a Wednesday. So, this is the weekend where if you didn't live in San Diego, you'd be getting ready to go to work. You want to be there. I would like to be there a few days early just in case something happens and, you know, you just want to be there a few days early. So, summer's over. For me.
But not anymore. Yeah, but now you have a longer summer.
No, but it's like
the you're not in the NFL anymore. It's like you?
But we have to mentally get ready.
Not over.
We have to mentally get ready for the season.
But you don't
You
have
just
to,
don't
though.
Understand,
you
TK.
Don't, you don't play anymore.
You just don't understand.
Oh, man. But yeah, football is coming back. I can't wait, man. I just want.
Oh,
I just
man,
want
all
the
tailgates. Just think about all the people that's getting ready to tailgate. They got to get their tailgate menus together right now.
Do you guys really like summer? I think summer's so overrated.
I like summer.
Give me a fall over summer all the time.
Oh, no, I like summer.
I'm a fallsman.
Sundress season.
Yeah, I got one. Okay.
Sundress season.
I think summer's the third best season. Fall, spring, summer.
Sure.
Winter. I don't know,
okay. I mean, I can get down with that.
Yeah.
See, summer is cool because. Like, for a lot of people, you don't really have to know how to dress. Like, you can just throw on, like, a nice little, you know, like a little outfit and with some sandals or whatever. It's more of less is more type deal. But in the fall, that's when you see who really can put the clothes game together with the little boots and the little fur jackets and whatever.
Okay.
That's when you can kind of see, you know.
Yeah.
A little differentiate.
I'm
just saying.
At first, I thought he was talking about the general population.
No,
then I realized
he was only talking
about certain subjects.
No,
sections.
I'm just saying.
Women.
Women. I ain't talking about what no guys wear because we kind of wear the same thing.
There's always one thing on Hugh's mind.
No, I'm just saying. I just appreciate women. That's it. they appreciate it.
You know, I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Message received. 215-592-9494. So we'll get to the Eagles. Offseason grade coming up in a few minutes here. First, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Colin Roxborough. What's up, Colin?
Colin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
So let Dave Dombrowski off the hook here a little bit. I'm on his team. I'm not going to come down on him right now. I'm going to come down on some of the players. I'm going to come down on Rob Thompson a little bit.
What Rob Thompson
do? So I don't know. I mean, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but in my mind, like, he should be fine in dudes that swing at the first pitch. I swear to God, if I see Nick Castellano swing at a slider 5 foot off the plate, first pitch, like, everybody's got his playbook. Like, every pitcher is not going to – if you give him a strike the first pitch, you are not reading your scouting report on Nick Castellano. Like, you're not paying attention. So –
But Colin, my
that.
Question is, what is Rob Thompson supposed to do about that? I mean, Nick Castellano is what
saying.
He is.
I don't know. So, you know what I mean? Like, he could be fining them. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, he could be punishing them in ways we just
you
don't
You can't fine a player for swinging at the first pitch,
I know,
man.
I know. It's not like, I don't mean fine. I mean, like, you know, he could be punishing them in certain ways that we don't know.
It's cool. You meant fine. It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. And this
no,
is
I know
where,
it's not major league.
No, like no. And I get it. This is where, as fans, we're allowed, like, that's why I say we're allowed to feel the way that we feel, man.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that. You have to allow these guys to be who they are at the core, but you also have to kind of to coach them up and tell them, like, show them different moments. Like a couple weeks ago when Castellanos, he got all up in his feelings about it. And I'm assuming that him and Topper sat down and they watched film. And since that day, it's kind of been better for Castellanos. You know what I mean? So you have to, as a manager, I believe you have to learn how to, number one, communicate with these guys. And instead of yelling and screaming at them, you got to kind of show them where, you know, they're probably falling short a little bit. I think they relate to that more than the old school way of yelling and screaming at people.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying to get rid of Rob Thompson at all. Trust me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not on that. But, you know, players can come and go a little bit easier, I think. And there's a couple outfielders that I wouldn't mind seeing, like maybe not seeing again. And I'm tired of – sorry, this is another thing. I'm tired of people being like, oh, Nick Castellanos, he's a great fielder. Oh, my God. He's like a tree running out there. He's so – like
– Who's saying that?
The plays that he's making are good. Oh, well, like, you know, he doesn't have a lot of errors, right? Not really for an outfielder. But there's a lot of plays that an average outfielder would have made that are runs scored for another team because we have Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, that's true, Colin. I mean, you can't judge. Like, errors are honestly the least important metric when viewing fielders anymore because nothing gets scored in error anymore.
Sure.
But what do you got for a bad song, Colin?
I just looked it up yesterday because I don't know why it was in my head. You might not even know it, but it was Snow, Informer.
Let me boom boom down. Informer.
Like it's
yeah, that was pretty bad.
Earworm. It's such an earworm.
That's a good way of describing it. Earworm.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
I think that's a better way to describe the songs because they're bad. But they get stuck in your head.
What's it called? Because you knew it right away.
Informer. Yeah, Snow.
Informer?
He was a rapper. White rapper.
Okay, named Snow. That's nasty.
I'm pretty sure Kyle will find it.
Yeah.
Make your boom boom down. Informer.
All right.
He was singing it. He was trying to sing it in reggae. And he was saying it something real fast. And I, you know. But yeah, it was a bad song.
Okay, yeah,
you're right. More like an earworm.
Well, you knew, earworm. That's a good way to phrase a bad song.
Yeah,
one that you want to get out of your head, but you just can't.
There you go.
Oh yeah, I knew this song.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys looking at me like, what the hell?
Yeah,
where was
this,
that when
this
song,
this song
came
before.
Out?
I've heard this song.
No, you
I've heard worse. What's that?
I've heard worse.
No. Yeah.
You should have saw Kyle's face when I started singing. He's like, what the hell is that?
Well, you knew. Well, it was just you
no,
knew it
because I knew it because that's in my era. That's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know?
What is that, early 90s, mid
90s? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was something like that.
Right in
there. That was a terrible song, though.
Yeah. Well, we want bad songs are fun sometimes. So give us a bad song. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? Have it your way, TK. My man Kyle from FedEx. And today is Hiley Hugh.
What's up, man?
I'm chilling. I think I don't really trust Nebraska because it's simple. I'm really a basketball and football fan, and it didn't take 5 seconds to use the ChatGPT and figure it out. Because all we really need is better defensive hitting. We need an outfielder that can hit. So I like Lawrence Butler, Jordan Beck, or Stephen Kiwan, and offload who we don't like in the outfield, plus a couple prospects if we're going all in. And then from there, like, we should be good.
Well,
even
I like,
if they're not hitting, we got good defense.
I like Kwan, Matt. I think he's one of those guys out there where, you know, he's not prototypically what you'd think the Phillies would need. Like, I think the thinking is, okay, they need a right-handed power bat. He's not that, but he's a guy you could put at the top of the lineup that I think would help them a lot.
Yep. And I don't think he's going to make the right moves because I think Nebraska is as high as he was is at the kiosk because it's not that hard.
Well, what do you expect him to do, man?
I caught a stray.
Yeah.
I caught a stray.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's a little more responsible.
Let's hope he has his faculties about him more than Hugh does.
Yeah, that he was going to the airport.
Hey, man.
Rookie move,
Hugh. Oh, I was stuck. I was just stuck. That's all.
I mean, you just got to wait till you get through the line. Then you can go ahead and
engage. No, man. We had a good week.
Matt, what do you have for a bad song, man?
I was younger, but this song, I hated it so much when it came out. It was so annoying that I'm a Barbie girl. I wanted to phone check somebody every second on the radio, but that thing drove me crazy. Up a wall.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one,
Barbie. Let's go, Barbie.
I appreciate it. That song was on the radio nonstop.
That was a part of the Barbie movie. That's what Ken, wasn't that what Ken sang?
I watched like 2 minutes of that Barbie movie.
I watched the whole thing.
Really? Did you enjoy it?
No.
Okay.
But I watched it.
Okay. You're a real big movie guy. You watch everything.
It's you know what's funny, TK? Because now when I watch movies, I look for the deeper meaning. Like when we were talking about Sinners the other day, and I know it wasn't a movie that Spike liked, but I told him it had a lot of metaphors in it. It had a lot of deeper meanings. So now when I go to the movies, I look for the deeper meanings. Just like Superman, I'm telling you, I'm curious to see what other people thought about the movie. Because it was not our Superman in a sense.
Well, if you want to get in and give Hugh your thoughts on Superman, you guys can compare notes.
We don't want to give too much away because it's probably going to be one of the hottest movies of the summer. But I mean, it was good, but it was deeper. You know, it was a lot deeper than I think people would think.
Okay.
Well, lighter. It was kind of, it's hard to explain. Yeah. I just would be curious to see what
we
other
can
people
tell.
Say. Yeah. Well, no, because I don't want to mess it up anymore.
Yeah. Hugh just doesn't, he's trying to,
I'm trying
do the
not
right
to mess
thing.
It up. Yeah.
You're trying to do the right thing. You don't want to spoil it for anybody. And Sinners, I still got to get, I keep falling asleep during the movie. I
That's not a good sign.
No, I've enjoyed it. Is
you're
the
talking
thing.
About Pop over there.
I know.
You're talking about Pop.
I know.
Pop,
this
DK.
Is the problem, man. I get my kids to bed. I finally get done a long day. And then, you know, I keep falling asleep on the couch. Not a good look.
Yeah,
I'm,
them kids way
I'm
out.
Washed.
Though, man. You
I'm
got
washed.
Little shit.
Yeah, I'm totally washed. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to the phones in a minute here. But the Eagles were given an offseason grade by ESPN. ESPN did offseason grades for everybody in the NFL. And the Eagles got what? The Eagles got a B minus, I believe, from ESPN.
That was a B plus.
A B plus. Okay. Well, either way, what do you guys make of that grade? Because I look at the Eagles offseason. Now, I think I'm in the minority here. I think it was an A. Like, I look at this offseason, I think the Eagles really did all the things they need to do. The one thing they needed to do more than anything going into it is they needed to keep Zach Bond.
Yeah.
They kept Zach Bond around.
Yeah.
The guys they lost, hey, guys, we knew they were gonna lose all those guys. They couldn't keep Milton Williams for that money. They couldn't keep Josh Sweat. I mean, Slay hurts, but at that age, I think a guy who you had to kind of know was on his way out the door. And I look at the way they replaced them. And, you know, you bring in a couple edge rushers, Ojulari, Uche. I think they can replace what Josh Sweat gave you, especially when you add in Jahad Campbell. You lose Milton Williams, but I think this defense is going to be made substantially better just by another year of Jalen Carter, another year of Quinyon Mitchell, another year of Cooper DeJean. I don't think we're accounting enough for the step that all those guys are going to take forward. And I think when we look at this offseason, we really look at it in terms of defense. The offense, pretty much the same. You lose Becton, you should be able to fill in there. But what do you think, Hugh? I think this Eagles defense can be even better this year than they were last year.
Better is lofty.
Tell him he's out of his damn mind, Hugh.
Nah, that's kind of lofty. That's kind of lofty. Because I was thinking about it this morning, right? Because, you know, I was watching my man Mike Brown, a.k.a. Bear Brooks, do his thing on TV. I swear Bear look like Mike Brown now, man, because he shaved up all his hair. But I look at it like this. Darius Slade played pretty darn good last year. You know, and he imparted a lot of wisdom on those young guys. And Quinyon Mitchell is a hell of a corner. I'm not going to say he's going to struggle. That's not the word I would use. I would say he's going to be challenged this year because he's going to go. And he's had his moments where he's went with the number one receiver. But I think the volume is going to be a lot different this year. You know, and he played physical. He's going to be challenged this year. I think that, you know, the defense and the pieces that they have, the core pieces, I think they're going to grow and evolve because what they did last year, man, I can't express enough about how phenomenal it was in a short period of time for that defense to come together and be as ranked as high as they were. Because the best we were hoping for is like a middling defense.
Yeah.
The way that they play. You're adding some more pieces. I think Coach Fangio is a really, really good defensive coordinator. There's potential for there to be, and I've told people this, there's potential for there to be a little bit of a lull. I'm being very picky in the words that I'm going to use because I don't want anybody to be like, oh my gosh, you're doom and gloom or anything.
Hater.
Like, hater, whatever the kids want to call it. But there's a lot that happened, man, and there's a lot of young kids on this team that had a lot of success in the NFL early, you know. And with success comes a little bit of you get the spoils of winning. And you enjoy those spoils. So there might be a little bit of a lull at the beginning of the season where they have to battle back and fight to get refocused.
Yeah, and I get that part of it, but I look at it as the defense at the beginning of this year, they weren't very good either. I mean, mm-mm. The defense in the first 4 weeks wasn't very good. It took time. But I look at it, and I think the Fangio part of it is a factor as well. This year was – this past year, I mean, they're learning on the fly. They're learning Vic Fangio's defense as they're going along. Cooper DeJean wasn't ready to play until a few weeks in. Mm-hmm. They're doing all this on the fly, and now you have a year of these guys in Fangio's system, another year of experience.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm in the minority here, I think, as well with this. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson was kind of addition by subtraction. I think it was the right thing for the Eagles to move on. But more than anything, I look at those three young guys, DeJean, Mitchell, and more than anything, Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I don't think we talk nearly enough about how great Jalen Carter could be
he's a beast.
He's
no question.
One of the best players in all football. And here was Jeremiah Trotter. This was a couple weeks ago talking about Carter and all the room he still has to grow.
How great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off-the-field issues, right? So he was, to me, I ain't going to say it wasn't close, but he was on most people's boards. He was the best player in the draft that year. And he fell to the Eagles at, what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
Nine?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Wow. He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit for this kid, you know. So I'm excited about his future.
And that's the thing, man. I think you look at a guy like Jalen Carter, I think he's the equivalent to what Aaron Donald was for the Rams, where you could move the pieces around, you could bring in different guys, and you could get a similar level of production because that one guy's so great. Jalen Carter, if you don't double, triple team him on every play, I mean, he is wrecking your offense. And when you have a guy like that, I just think it raises the level of your defense.
It makes it easier for everybody else to play because you know that he is such a difference maker up front that that guard and that tackle and even that center, they have to like be a little hesitant with when they try to go up to that next level to get the linebacker, because if you let him go too early, he can wreak havoc in the backfield. And that's exactly what he did, man. You know, we talk about the game that Jalen had, Jalen Hurts had against the L.A. Rams, in the playoffs, and how that game was going for him. And if Jalen Carter doesn't make those plays, you know, we might be having a different conversation here.
I think that play was the second biggest play in Eagles history, next to only the Brandon Graham strip sack.
You know what's funny? Nobody's going to we remember it because we focus on it because of that game. But that's not going to be talked about like that. It's you know what I mean? I get what you're saying, TK, but it's not looked at it like that.
That's because lunatics have decided that this was the season of Jalen Hurts and he put the team on his back
right
to go win the Super Bowl.
I mean, we're talking about a little before the show. If Jalen Carter doesn't make that play, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, everybody, they should send Jalen Carter something because he saved all their asses with that play.
You know what's funny? That's one of those plays that when you watch it on film and you look at the wide copy.
Yeah.
And you're looking from the player's perspective, you're like, yeah.
That dude's a monster.
Yeah. No, you're looking like that and the fact they're like, yeah, this game could have probably went a little bit
yeah,
different.
Yeah, he'd be wide open. Wide open.
Because what was it, like seven sacks? He took like seven sacks in that game. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
This game could have been a little different. But it didn't happen that way, TK.
So we'll throw that in there as well. Way. Do you think the Eagles' defense could be even better next year? I do. I think we focus on the guys they lost, but we don't focus enough on the guys they still do have. And this defense still has a lot of damn good players. 215-592-9494. You can get in on this. The call's next. Eagles' defense, can it be better next season? Do you trust Dave Dombrowski in this upcoming trade deadline? Plus, give us a bad song for Tri-Day. And when we come back, we have another issue with Joe Giglio we need to discuss. Joe's created another list. The guy's got to put the phone down, take a little break.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
But we'll get to that coming up next as well. Tom Kelly in for Joe. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, let me tell you about Hatfield. And that's the one that I don't think I have. I do have the Hatfield one right here. Listen, everybody, Hatfield just dropped something special. It's the marinated carnitas. It's boneless, and it's a pork roast. It's tender, juicy, and it's flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This one is next level. I know because I've had it, and it was tasty. I put it on what them things called tortillas. I put it on some tortillas the other day. This new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one or two for that matter. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Seriously, who thought this song was like a good idea? Like, I'd love to know the thought process that went behind like the making of this song.
No, it's the "Come On, Barbie, Let's Go Party" for me, because the song sounds like it's somewhere where you're going at, like, where, you know, Kyle know where I'm going with
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
But it just sounds like a place where, you know, it's just like, you know, a lot going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, said he enjoy the song here or no?
I mean, if I heard it, I would feel a little uncomfortable.
You wouldn't start dancing to it at the club? All right. What do you think, Kyle? I could see Kyle jamming out to this.
It's actually making me laugh. When the guy sings, it cracks me up. He's so bad.
Well, the opening of it, "Hey Barbie," it's like just bizarre.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely a bad song, I would say. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the midday show talking about the Phillies. Do you believe that, or do you trust Dave Dombrowski at the trade deadline to go do the right things? You do.
I trust him.
I can't after the last couple of years. And do you think the Eagles' defense can be even better than they were last year? I think they can be, especially when you look at the fact that they're bringing back all these young guys. Jalen Carter, another year coming back and developing in Vic Fangio's scheme. And what do you think, Hugh, as a former player, how much does it help players to be in a scheme for the year for over a year now and kind of know, especially for young guys, what to do and what not to do?
I feel pretty good about it. I think that what happened last year, a lot of it was probably condensed. And Vic probably gave them what he felt that they were comfortable with, and he probably, installed more as the season progressed. Now you don't have to do that. Like, you got a lot of guys that are in this system, and they understand their role and everything. And it also kind of goes back to what Bryce Huff said early on. He said he kind of knew that it wasn't a fit early on, and I'm assuming what he meant by that was because of what he was asked to do or how he was asked to play at a certain position. And that's why Brandon became so prevalent in the defense in his 15th season. You know, Brandon was supposed to come out there and be like the backup, and he became more of the starter.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I think it was, you have to understand the concept and how you fit in the defense. So that part of it you don't have to teach. So now you can add more stuff into the repertoire and into the playbook. And everything, because everybody's kind of on the same page. Now, you got to get the younger guys up to speed, the ones that are going to help contribute. But I think one of the good things that this Eagles defense has going for them, they're fairly young across the board.
Oh, really young, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's that. And they genuinely seem like they care for one another, man. You know, when you talk about the camaraderie that they have, the fact that, you know, they were down there at CI at Jason Kelsey's thing and things of that nature, I think all that stuff matters.
Just like you referenced earlier, just hopefully not too much fun this
offseason.
Well,
man, it's inevitable. You know? I mean, let's be honest.
It's hard after you win a championship.
I mean, it's be honest. It's inevitable. You won a championship. You're on everybody's radar. You just have to know that everybody does not have your best interest in mind. You know what I mean? Because they don't know what it is to sacrifice to get to where you got to. You know, especially, and let's be honest, for young men, the biggest pitfall for young men is young women, you know, and opening yourself up to all of that. So you just have to stay focused, and you just have to know, keep your eye on the prize, man.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of celebrating to do, and the Eagles have sure done that. Hopefully it doesn't affect them on the field this year. I don't think it will. I think the defense specifically will be really good, and I'm excited to see what it looks like this year for sure.
In what world, TK?
Yeah.
Is the defense going to be better than it was last year?
What do you mean in what world?
How can you come to that conclusion?
Because they have great players on their defense. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, all those guys are still here, Kyle.
I'm not saying they're going to be a bad defense, but did you see how good they were last year?
They were great.
I know, that's my point. Like, first of all, regression of the mean is a thing that happens all over the place in sports, especially the NFL. When you're number one, you're very, very likely to take a step back. And while they do have an elite player at every level,
and the elite defensive coordinator.
Sure, but hold on. The other thing with Vic Fangio is that was his only season having a number one defense in the NFL. You need great players, you need talent. Vic Fangio especially needs talent to have a great defense, and they're not lacking in talent. But it's the guys around the margins. It's your Josh Sweats, it's your Milton Williams, it's your, you know, your Isaiah Rodgers even, your Darius Slays of the world, your CJ Gardner-Johnsons. All of whom we lost. That's what turns a good defense into the best defense in the league. All those guys are gone.
Well, this is the difference between Dave Dombrowski and Howie Roseman for me. I don't trust Dave Dombrowski. I trust I would trust Howie Roseman with my life. I trust Howie Roseman implicitly to go out and get the pieces. You think Howie has not put the right pieces on this defense? Howie Roseman's the best general manager in sports.
Why would I not trust him? Tom, he signed Bryce Huff last year.
And it didn't even matter because every other movie he made was so great.
But my point is that he's not perfect. And like,
it's close.
Sure.
Well, that's another song by Grace Jones. I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect for you.
I'm out on it. After hearing you.
Defense could be better. Come on, Kyle.
There's zero chance the defense is going to be better.
I disagree. I think the defense can be better. Right. I think defense will be better.
Enjoy living in La La Land.
Okay.
That's what we do as fans all the time. We just had somebody call in and talk about fining folks. That's what we do as fans.
Yeah, fine Castellanos for swinging at the first pitch. That's a great idea. Somebody at the bar is telling
that story. I'm not picking on the call. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you.
I am. Kyle, no,
but that's how we are as fans.
I love it.
Castellanos, I'm sure, would love that.
No, I do wish, like, it was Major League. Castellanos, like, misjudges a fly ball or swings at the first pitch. He drops down.
That's coming out of my check.
Drops down, gives him 10 push-ups on the spot. That'd be great. 215-592-9494. Also, Tri-Day. Give us a bad song for Tri-Day today. Coming up in a few minutes, we will get to Joe Giglio's head coach list, which is causing a bit of a minor stir, I'd say, today. It's stirring for me.
Because it's like, what the hell Joe doing?
He's got to put
the
phone down. He's
on vacation. I mean, like, what you doing?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing.
Y'all ain't gonna hear from me when they kick me out this studio.
What were you gonna say, Kyle? It sounded like you had something, then you dialed back.
Well, I'm gonna revoke Joe Giglio's Sirianni guy card. He was a born-again Sirianni guy. We put him through the gauntlet. We gave him the test at the end of the season. And he determined he was a Sirianni guy. And then he put this crap out, this nonsense.
Well, let's just get to the list
he's
now.
He's no longer a Sirianni guy.
All right, so here was Joe's list of the top coaches in the NFL. He has Andy Reid 1. I think that's fair. I mean,
B. Rare is a hell of a coach. And I'm not just saying that because he, you know, coached me, but yeah, he's a hell of a coach.
Sean McVay 2, maybe a little high, but I mean, McVay.
He's a good coach, but yeah, that's a little lofty.
He's got the most out of his talent. And again, I think the Eagles were the far superior team. The fact that the Rams are even in that game, I think speaks to McVay as a coach.
Mm.
3, Kyle Shanahan. How are we feeling about this? I'm a Shanahan guy, but the guy's choked in like multiple playoff runs.
You didn't say it, I did. I mean, you said, I didn't say it, you did. Said that one wrong. But, yeah, he's choked. He's had two times where he's choked in the Super Bowl.
John Harbaugh, four. John Harbaugh, another guy who coached the staff that you were on, Hugh. But,
I like Coach Harbaugh.
But, I mean, team hasn't won anything in a long time, and he's had one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
You know what it is I like about Coach Harbaugh? It's the origin story. You know, Baltimore didn't want – he wasn't their first choice. And they had – I think if I'm not mistaken, they circled back to him for whatever reason. And he's turned it into – and he's come from a coaching family.
Right.
You know, so he's turned that into – a hell of a thing for himself, man. So I don't have a problem with that one.
Now,
I really don't. Because I know the origin story.
This next one I think is egregious. Sean Payton at number five.
Just got back in the game.
Just got back in. But his last few years in New Orleans were terrible. I mean, they got slaughtered in the wild card game last year.
Who was the quarterback?
Bo Nix.
Bo, yeah. He was at what was he? He was at SEC Auburn and first, and
Oregon.
Then he went to Oregon.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive, what he was able to do in a 1 year with Bo Nix, though.
But above Coach Sirianni?
I think there's more egregious ones than Peyton. Like, Peyton does have at least a very decorated resume.
Yeah, and Bo Nix, man. They had a pretty good team with Bo Nix. I mean,
they were good, but I think it's crazy to put him above Sirianni. Jim Harbaugh, six.
That one's worse.
Which, again, choked in the play. I mean, I know he's got a choker at quarterback
six?
With Herbert.
Wait a minute, where's six Sirianni?
He's eight. Jim Harbaugh is six. Dan Campbell is
Dan
seven.
Dan Campbell, dude.
Dan Campbell being ahead of Sirianni. They do the same thing, except Sirianni's a lot better about doing it than Campbell.
Okay. I'm going to help my partner out just a little bit because he ain't here. I'm going to help him out.
Seems like he's drinking that Haterade on vacation.
I don't know what he's doing. Like, he must be sunburned or something. You know he pale.
He's drinking, like, moonshine.
But...
That's a sight Joe drinking.
If anything, he needs to flip those two. Because they both came into the league talking crazy. Like, seriously. But Coach Sirianni is the only one that made good on his crazy.
Well, what on earth does Dan Campbell do better than Nick Sirianni?
Nothing.
Talk crazy?
Nothing.
When he started talking about biting people's ankles off, man, and stuff like that, that's pretty crazy.
But that doesn't make you a good coach.
I didn't say it did.
Yeah.
You asked me what makes him better, I said talk crazy.
That doesn't make him better.
I didn't say it did. I said you asked
what
made him better.
What are you talking about then?
You said what does he do better, and I said talk crazy.
Okay, but what makes him a better coach than Nick Sirianni?
I didn't say he was. I said if anything, he should flip those two. Yeah.
I just think in general, and Joe's part of this, and I do think you do need to examine taking away his Nick Sirianni card.
Oh, it's gone.
But what, like, how does he still not get this respect? Like, I get he had good coaches around him last year. I get he's got good talent. But you look at last year, that A.J. Brown situation could have ripped that team apart. I mean, we all feared it at the time. That was a legitimate thing, and I think Nick Sirianni is... the reason why it didn't. I think he was able to kind of keep that thing together. That was a tumultuous time here.
Man, listen, we've gotten, and I'm not picking on Joe, because Joe put his list
Pick
together.
On he, Joe. It's a disaster of a list.
But it's
terrible
just.
List.
Don't let him off the hook, Hugh.
I just find it interesting that we want to pick apart the head coach and his job and talk about the staff that he has or the players that he have. And when you go through the history of the NFL, it's called the Bill Walsh coaching tree for a reason. You know what I mean? It's called the Andy Reid coaching tree for a reason. That means that he has some excellent talent around him that allowed him to be successful. And it's no different with Dan Campbell. It's no different with Coach Sirianni or any other coach that we hold in high regard. And that's what irritates me. Like, when we talk about, say, just getting off topic a little bit. When we talk about quarterbacks, guys get penalized because of the talent that they have. I think that's ridiculous because every team in NFL, every team anywhere wants to put talent around good players. That's what you try to do. Howie just has been able to do it better than most. That's a fact. And when I look at Coach Sirianni and you look at the team that he put together, he's still the head coach, even though he's a bubblehead coach. And he cut his hair. He's never going to lay that down for me. But I respect that because his players responded to that. They responded to him relating to being relatable.
Right.
And allowing, for lack of a better way of saying it, social media caused him to cut his hair or whatever. Or let the media do that. So they relate to that. And in turn, They won the Super Bowl.
I just think he's shown that he's a really a good motivator and a good culture guy.
The one thing, I'm sorry, TK. I mean, because this kind of burns my biscuits. But the one thing a good coach does, and I'm gonna make it as simple as I possibly can. He makes the people around him, 53 guys, believe in whatever message he's spewing, and those 53 guys are willing to run through a brick wall for that man, put their body on the line for that man. And that's what that team did. They did what they had to do. The quarterback, for whatever you, however you want to tell the story or spin the story, he adjusted in order for that team to have success. You know, we can talk about the semantics about Saquon and all this other stuff, but the bottom line is Coach Sirianni was the guy that got this team together and got everybody to row in the same direction.
Yeah. Absolutely. And this is another thing.
Just like Dan Campbell did.
I don't understand about it is, okay, me, I'd assume some of what would penalize Nick Sirianni is that he's had great coaches around him. Well, Kellen Moore can't be that great because Joe has him at 30. So if Kellen Moore's 30, then, I mean, how great are the coaches that were around Nick Sirianni last year? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, I mean, like, and Sirianni doesn't call plays, but neither does Dan Campbell, another guy who's reliant on his coordinators. We're going to find out what the Lions look like without Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn next season. That's for sure.
Yeah. I do respect him bumping that Weasel McDermott down to 17, though. That was a good move.
It's about believing in what the coach is selling, because I think back to when Andy Reid got here. Ray Rose was our coach. And for the most part, we had the same guys. Had the same exact guys. It was just a different mentality. I think for Ray Bob, he was on his way out. And they kind of knew that. And so they were kind of like, in a hockey term, skating their wing. Kind of skating their wing, just trying to, you know, make it through. Because, you know, I remember vividly them having conversations early in the season about, you know, what's going to happen and then it going south. And Dana Bible was the offensive coordinator. And his offense, I mean, for lack of a better way of saying it, it was not good. Mm-hmm. It was not good. And Bobby Hoying having his crash out moments. But when you look at that team, the core team was the same. And Andy Reid came in with a philosophy and a message, and it changed everything. And you know, he had his blind spots and everything. But the bottom line is this. Coaches are there to motivate players to be better than they think they can be. You know what I mean? And that's what his job is. And whether you like it or not, that's what Nick Sirianni did.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Dan Campbell did the same thing. He took an underachieving Detroit defense because they were getting hurt. I remember talking to Coach Glenn when he was there. And I was like, damn, Coach, you're getting guys hurt every week. He said, but they're playing hard. That's all he can ask for. And the thing that I know about him is that he was real with those guys, and that's what they liked about it. And they liked the fact that Coach Glenn had an open-door policy, and he talked to them like men. He would have those cats over to his house for dinner. Like, stuff like that. That's what he did, and guys appreciate that. The bottom line is this, man. If you get guys to believe in you and buy into what you're selling, they'll do anything for you, because that's what football is in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I think that's what Nick Sirianni's gift is as a coach. And I think sometimes he gets punished or penalized for not being the X and O guy, but I don't think you necessarily need to be that to be a great football coach. 8, I think, is crazy. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Man, so much to talk about, man. I'm going to shoot quick. Good stuff, by the way. Both you guys, man. Great show, as always.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
I mean, really. Seriously, great show. Hugh, to your point, the Eagles thing. Guy, I had an old boss, real short. No long talk here. I had an old boss, was the best. And it was his personality, his work ethic, and he dug right in with you. And to your point, I run through a wall for that guy, and I still talk about him 25 years later. And I worked for him for 9 years. And this guy was phenomenal. It's not just in sports. It's in life in general. Sirianni and Hurts, and I'm not an Eagles fan, guys. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Steelers fan. Go Berg. Darius Slay. I love the pickup. But Sirianni and Hurts, guys, enjoy it. Love it. Them guys, nationally and sometimes in the city, they don't get the credit they deserve, man. They are leaders. They're winners. They just win.
They just win. It don't matter how you win. Nobody cares about the style points. Well, somebody, some people do. But the bottom line is the win, the Super Bowl, and so on and so forth. They've been to two. You won one. You should have won two, possibly. Could have won two. Should not. I don't know about should have, but you know what I'm saying. But that's my football point. Baseball, I don't trust Umbro. TK, you've been on it for weeks. I don't trust Umbro. I feel like we got to move on from him. I'm going to be honest with you, to win. And I know that's not going to happen this year. The guy, he doesn't make the big moves. He did that years ago. He's making little moves. I don't know whether he doesn't see it. We got names, but the names and the talent don't match up like they need to anymore due to age, health, whatever. But we're in a tough spot. We got a lot of good youth. Got some aging guys trying to mix and match. And I think that's where the Phillies front office is stuck at. The guy I want to go get is Brent Rooker from the Oakland Athletics. He's a right-handed power bat. He would take something to get him, but he's the guy, and I think it's doable in the right package.
Yeah, and the problem with him, Chris, is, I mean, not a good outfielder at all, but I'm kind of with you where I'd be willing to sacrifice the defense at this point for a bat. I just think you need to. Like, we've seen
– with the pitching being what it is?
Yeah, I think we've seen the story the last few years offensively that I'd be willing to sacrifice some defense. Now, I mean, I'd imagine he'd be better out there than putting Schwarber back out there. But either way, it would cost you defense for sure. But Chris, what do you got for a tri-day bad song?
Got a classic. Girl, you know it's true.
Milli Vanilli.
The terrible 80s, Milli Vanilli. And why it was terrible was they lip-synced it, never actually sang the darn song.
There you go.
That's the one I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
I saw the movie. They had the Milli Vanilli, like, story.
One of those VH1, like, behind the scenes?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Behind the music things?
It was horrible. I was very, very, very interested to see how they got started. But then after a while, man, it was just like, I just turned the TV off because it was that bad.
So that's not a ringing endorsement.
No, it was not good. It was not good. Their story is interesting about how they initially really wanted to sing, but the record label said, no, y'all good. And then the guy that actually sang the song, if you saw the people that actually sang the songs and everything, you'd be like, wow. They were, yeah. It was, you know how people say you got a face for radio or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of one of those.
People tell me that all the time.
No one says that to me.
people tell me that a lot. Or they just make fun of me as far as like hypothetical professions.
Yeah.
By the way, make sure you get those in today for you people.
We already got a lot.
Oh, we already do. Oh, lovely. I'm very happy about that. Can't wait for 1:30, 1:45 today. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on all this stuff with the Eagles and the Phillies when we get back. Scott Fransky also joins us next. React to Joe's head coaching rankings, and if you trust Dave Dombrowski, also give us a bad song for Tri Day. All that on the table. Scott Fransky coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.